Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Oh, I put my echo on early. And now a weekend. Maria in Worcester, how could you ever call that lame? I put my heart and soul into that, and I thought very good use of the Ground Force theme tune, which I've just found out from Greg, who came in to say bye and have a nice weekend. That is his, well, one of his favourite theme tunes of all time. And Ground Force, one of his favourite shows. God, he misses it. How are you this afternoon? You alright? Ooh, it's hot, isn't it? Chris is working on the show today, nearly got me with a sweaty back! You know that thing we were talking about the other day where what you do is, it's like a game of tag with your friends. If you notice that they are slightly perspiring in the back area and they're wearing a t-shirt, just kind of tag them, at which point their shirt embarrassingly sticks to their sweaty back and just shout, "Sweaty back!" It actually brings hours of entertainment.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
200 million people on YouTube, can't be wrong. That was Lucenzo and Danza Kuduro. Well, they probably could be wrong. That's a lot of people to get it wrong, isn't it? It's a record of the week this week. What we quite like to do when that's on, you might want to try this at some point over the weekend if you hear it, is do what Oli Murs does when he sings Enrique Iglesias' Hero and just make up the Spanish, because I don't speak any Spanish. I certainly can't sing it. But you can just have a go. It's brilliant. It's an easy. Like, I don't know what the words are, but it's still fun to do. Right, it's the end of the week. You might not have much cash, but do you know what? What you can have for free, some Scott Mills points after 4:30, because we've been onto Stupid Street.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for Stupid Street. That is why I've dragged you in here, by the way, just to play along.
No, it's fine.
Thanks, Greg.
Always around.
So, England v Scotland in rugby this weekend. Now, this is even more confusing because the rugby league people have now been on saying that, like, this rugby isn't the real rugby or something.
There's huge beef with that, though.
Is there?
Whenever you talk about rugby, they always say, but it's not a proper rugby, is it? It's not proper.
Count me out, I'm not getting involved.
Someone's just said, Scott, tell Greg it's a game of rugby, not a match. Yeah, but you can go to a rugby match, but you watch a game of rugby.
Oh, God. So this is not making my head fizz.
No, it's not. It's just sort of grammar, isn't it?
So, you know, the national pride kicks in when it's England v Scotland, but surely you would never want to cheer on the other team, would you? Because people, you know, they get very, very kind of serious about it.
I did that the other day.
What?
I talked about it on the show. I went to a friend of mine had a ticket to go and see Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. But I'm kind of an Arsenal fan. And it was Chelsea v Fulham. And I had to pretend to the people around me that I was a Chelsea fan. So I
know this happened to a lot of people.
I know this is terrible. This is a really bad Arsenal fan. And I will get hated for this. Yeah. But I had to because people were going, "Oh, Greg, I didn't know you were a Chelsea fan."
Oh.
And I went, "Yeah, big time. I love the Blues. I'm blue all the way through to my core."
Yeah, blue
like,
blood.
I didn't know you were a Chelsea fan. Yeah, big, massive, all the time.
Chelsea flan, wouldn't that be weird? Okay, so we have put this to the test today. Smooth Talking Down went out onto Stupid Street. Stupid Street is in London, so generally it's full of people who are English. So what we did was a poll of who people are supporting. Now, obviously, the English people would be supporting England in the rugby, and the Scottish people, when on the weekend, will be obviously cheering on Scotland. But English wouldn't ever cheer on Scotland, would they? And the Scottish wouldn't cheer on
England. I'm worried that this feature is encouraging xenophobia.
Absolutely not. We're just going to see how people do and see if they would give up their national team as an English person just to get on Radio 1.
OK.
All right?
I think this will happen a lot.
OK. So we asked four people, will they betray their nation just to get on the radio? I will play you a little clip of them,
yeah,
and then you decide from the four, OK? Here's your first person.
What's your name?
It's Will.
Will.
Whereabouts are you from, by the way?
From Maidstone.
So Will's from Maidstone. He's English. Does he sound like a traitor to you?
I don't think so. I think he sounds quite proper. Like a proper... He sounds quite good and proper, I'd say. Can I hear him again?
Will, okay, cool.
What's your name?
It's Will.
Will. Whereabouts are you from, by the way?
From Maidstone.
All right. So you're saying that Will won't do it?
Well, play again quickly. The way he says his name, Will.
What's your name?
It's Will.
Will. I mean, Will's quite a posh name. But the way he says Maidstone sounds like...
Will. Whereabouts are you from, by the way?
From Maidstone.
Maidstone. I think he would betray his country.
So he will cheer on Scotland if asked, just to get on Radio 1.
I think... Will would, but Will wouldn't.
Do you know what? Well, yeah. What's your answer?
He would betray his country.
Okay, let's find out.
Basically, it's England versus Scotland tomorrow in rugby. You're obviously English, but is it all right if I get you to just be like, oh, come on, Scotland?
No, no way.
Because I've got loads of English people already. I mean, you just need a bit of balance.
No way. I'm not betraying my my country, but you will, won't you? That's what you like.
What's your name?
Kelsey.
Shall we give it a go? Quick go?
Come on, Scotland, you can do it.
Chelsea had absolutely no qualms about it at all. She was bang up for it. That was Will's girlfriend, I think, or friend. So, well, yeah, his girlfriend, but not Will.
Well, she's up for anything, it seems.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And next, here's the other English person we spoke to.
What's your name?
Hannah.
And where are you from?
Hertfordshire.
Okay, so Hannah's from Hertfordshire. Will she cheer on Scotland at the drop of a hat?
Depends where in Hertfordshire. There's a divide. There's the Essex side of Hertfordshire. Or you know what I mean. I'm from the Essex side, from the Bishop Stortford Harlow side. But the other side, I don't know, I think...
What are you saying about the other side?
Well, the other side's quite well to do.
Yeah, it is. Proper home counties.
Except Watford.
Yeah, there is that.
Hi, Watford. It's a lovely place.
I've had many a nice time in Watford.
It's a great place, Watford.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what's
right,
your answer, please?
I think she would be a traitor to her country.
So Hannah's, I think traitor's a little strong.
She would betray her country.
Okay, let's find out.
Is it alright for you to put on a bit of a Scottish accent and be like, "Come on, Scotland, you can thrash England," something like that?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it. Wicked.
Come on, Scotland, you can thrash England.
That was brilliant. Yeah, Hannah has no problem with betraying at all.
And an offensive accent as well.
That's right, all in there. Next.
What's your name?
Joe.
Whereabouts are you from?
I live in Plymouth.
So Joe is from Plymouth?
No way. No way.
Why?
This guy would not betray his country. No
so
way.
So he is English through and through. He would never cheer on Scotland.
No way.
So you're obviously English. It's England versus Scotland in the rugby tomorrow. Is it right if you're like, if you put on a bit of a Scottish accent?
Come on, Scotland. Come on, Scotland. You can win.
What a great accent. And that.
What?
How wrong can you be? Wow. Come on, Scotland.
I didn't understand what he said, so it still counts.
Well, good accent, Joe. Really well done. Next.
What's your name?
Caroline.
And whereabouts are you from?
London.
Caroline's from London. What do you think?
I think she'll stand firm. She won't do it. But then it's smooth talking Dan, and has quite a way with the ladies. So.
England versus Scotland in the rugby tomorrow. Is it right if you put on a bit of a Scottish accent and be like, come on?
Huh? I'm going to say she's going to do it because she's laughing and he's flirting with her.
All right.
Scotland, you can thrash England.
Come on, Scotland, you can beat England.
All right, so not much of an accent, but she did.
She did it.
No problem with saying it.
Okay. I bet smooth talking got her number afterwards.
Yeah, of course. Standard. And I've got a bonus for you here, okay?
Brucey bonus.
Bonus one, here we go, listen.
What's your name?
Jesse.
Whereabouts are you from?
Australia.
Australia. Okay, it's England versus Scotland in the rugby. You're Australian.
Yep.
But is it all right if I get you to say, come on, England, you can do it?
Oh, now this is a tough one.
Oh.
So is the Australian going to say, come on, England, you can
this
do
guy,
it?
This guy is not... Oh. I'm going to say no. I mean, the rivalry England-Australia is huge. I think still bitter about the Ashes, I think, so they're going to say, I'm going to say no.
Let's find out.
Oh, that's really... Come on, England, you can do it.
Yeah! Oh, he is an idiot.
Ow, that's got to hurt.
He is going to lose all his friends now, his Australian friends.
What's his name?
Oh, that's really... Come on, England, you can do it.
He What's will not be allowed
Jesse.
Back.
Jesse, here we are.
He'll not be allowed back.
In Australia?
No way.
No, never.
No.
I don't think I'll ever be allowed
They'd
back.
Say, turn that plane round.
Just one interview on Stupid Street and you're banned from your country for life. It. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.